And if football's not really your thing, don't worry, there's something for you too. Tonight, after the game, CBS will premiere a new version of its classic drama series, The Equalizer, starring Queen Latifah. And later this week, CBS will debut another new show based on the film Silence of the Lambs. That's called Clarice. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says they both attempt to rewrite the network's longstanding formula for crime dramas.
When we first meet Queen Latifah's character, Robin McCall, she's shopping with her rebellious daughter, who presses her on why she quit her swanky job leading a huge charity.
Isn't this super weird for you, going shopping for my dress for Dad's wedding?
It's not on my bucket list.
Who decides to stop being champion of the downtrodden so they can just stay home?
It's complicated.
We find out just how complicated a little later when she meets up with an old buddy played by Law & Order alum Chris Noth. Turns out McCall is a crack super secret spy who got disillusioned and quit for reasons she explains to Noth.
Oh, hell, it's all the same chessboard, you know that.
Everybody's playing chess. Nobody's thinking about the living, breathing pieces that we sacrifice along the way. When I can't sleep at night, it's not the things I've done that keep me up. It's the people I couldn't save.
This twist will not surprise fans of the original 1980s-era Equalizer series, which starred British actor Edward Woodward. Denzel Washington starred in two films that updated the character. Latifah takes that retooling even further, turning McCall into a black single mother who helps average people in over their heads, helped out with a couple of buddies. But it's also an attempt to hippify and reboot CBS's longstanding crime drama formula, which often features white male heroes on shows like Bull and NCIS. On those shows, a charismatic know-it-all loner leads a misfit team to solve crimes and right wrongs, in the same way Latifah's McCall saves a young girl accused of murder from being assaulted by four guys.
Maybe you should mind your own business.
You know, I'll tell you, I've tried, but it turns out I'm really bad at it.
The resulting scene is a cavalcade of quick camera cuts and editing that makes Latifah look like Bruce Lee. Not that believable or even that compelling, but at least CBS is trying something different. The strain to reinvent the CBS crime drama formula is even more apparent on Clarice, a spinoff of the 1991 film Silence of the Lambs. CBS's show centers on young agent Clarice Starling, played by Jodie Foster in the movie, and Pretty Little Liars alum Rebecca Breeds on CBS. Clarice shows Starling struggling with PTSD shortly after the events of the film, when she helped catch the serial killer known as Buffalo Bill.
Clarice, you've been deflecting like a pro for a full year now.
Sir, I'm mandated to come here and speak with you.
Which is understandable, given your last therapist was an inmate in the Baltimore Hospital for the criminally insane and, you know, ate his patients.
He was not my therapist. He wanted pieces
of your life in exchange for his insights into Buffalo Bill, but you were specifically told not to give him any information, Clarice.
We only had 3 days.
You let that relationship be intimate. How do you carry his rage?
It's the same essential formula as The Equalizer, a talented loner working with a team to right wrongs, with crimes often wrapped up in a single hour-long episode. It's gratifying to see CBS push boundaries, for example, casting transgender actress Jen Richards as a transgender character who will help the show address the troubling legacy of Buffalo Bill, who tried to make a suit of women's skin to change himself in the movie. But after watching episodes of The Equalizer and Clarice, I think the network will have to work a little harder to find something unique to say outside of the crime of the week. I'm Eric Deggans.